Today, we have some substantial updates in the world of AMD GPUs and Linux developments that every GPU developer and ML engineer will want to hear about. Here's a quick headline overview of what we'll be diving into today. 1. The release of Linux 6.19 brings improved support for older AMD GPUs. 2. The new DRM Color Pipeline API backed by Valve has been mainlined. 3. Exciting developments on the horizon with the upcoming Linux 7.0 kernel. Now, let's unpack these topics in detail. Starting with the Linux 6.19 release, which Linus Torvalds announced just recently, this marks the first major kernel release for 2026. This version is particularly noteworthy for AMD developers, as it includes significant enhancements for older AMD GPUs, specifically those based on the GCN 1.0 and GCN 1.1 architectures. Previously, these older DGPUs relied on the legacy Radeon driver, which often limited performance and compatibility. With Linux 6.19, the AMD GPU driver has been set as the default for these GPUs. This shift is pivotal because the AMD GPU driver is designed to provide better performance and more features, such as improved RadEV, Radeon Vulkan, compatibility right out of the box. This is an excellent development for developers working on Vulkan applications, as it streamlines the process of ensuring compatibility and performance across a wider range of hardware. Moreover, the kernel update also includes various enhancements for Intel hardware, but let's keep our focus on AMD for now. The improvements in Linux 6.19 reflect a broader trend of increasing support for legacy hardware, which is crucial for developers who may still be working with older architectures in various applications, including AI and machine learning workloads. Transitioning to the DRM Color Pipeline API, which has been officially integrated into this release. This API, backed by Valve, is designed to provide a more efficient way to manage color spaces and display pipelines. For those unfamiliar, DRM stands for Direct Rendering Manager, and it plays a critical role in handling graphics rendering in Linux. The introduction of the Color Pipeline API is particularly exciting for developers focusing on high-fidelity graphics and gaming applications. It allows for more sophisticated color management techniques, which can lead to better visual experiences in applications that demand high color accuracy. This is especially relevant in the context of machine learning, where accurate data representation can be crucial for training models, particularly in fields like computer vision. Now, let's touch on some of the performance issues that plagued the initial release of Linux 6.19. There were reports of performance regressions, particularly concerning the scheduler. However, it seems that these issues have been resolved in time for the stable release. This is a relief for developers who rely on consistent performance from their systems, especially in high-performance computing and ML workloads where even minor fluctuations can impact results significantly. Looking ahead, we are already on the cusp of the next kernel cycle, which is expected to culminate in Linux 7.0. Linus Torvalds has confirmed that this will be the next version, and it's anticipated to bring even more exciting features and improvements. The Linux 7.0 kernel is not just a minor increment. It represents a significant evolution in the Linux kernel architecture and capabilities. Developers should keep an eye on this upcoming release, particularly if you're working with cutting-edge applications in AI and ML, as many of these enhancements will likely optimize performance and expand compatibility with new hardware. To wrap up, today's updates highlight a strong commitment from the Linux community to support AMD hardware, especially older GPUs that still have a place in many development environments. The integration of the DRM Color Pipeline API is a significant step forward for graphics developers, and the resolution of performance issues in 6.19 bodes well for stability in upcoming projects. As we look ahead to Linux 7.0, there's a palpable excitement in the air for what's next. The continuous evolution of the Linux kernel is sure to unlock new possibilities for GPU developers and ML engineers alike, as we push the boundaries of what's possible in our respective fields. Thank you for tuning into today's episode of the AMD GPU Daily. Stay informed, keep innovating, and I look forward to our next discussion on the latest in GPU technology and developments.